right. It's that time once again. It's that time you all been clamoring and waiting for. It's that time to show who really has been acting bad. Cool Sports proudly presents to you the Dolt of the Month. One and all. This is the podcast always suitable for work, home, play, and all pursuits in between. Cole Sports! I am that man. That's right, your man, the illustrious tour guide Cole Johnson, and I'm here to bring you sports on another level. And on this episode, we're going to deal with transgender issues, people who simply cannot wake up for drug tests, Adult of the Week award winner, and we're going to put another Olympic subject upon further review. But for right now, let's get to the headlines. Dateline, Rio de Janeiro. South African runner Caster Semenya is running in the 800 meters. Now, why is that name even mentioned on this show? Well, it is because Semenya is a transgender athlete. Semenya is going to be running as a woman in these races. However, it is documented that she has no ovaries and she has as much testosterone as a man. And she, wait. A person that doesn't have any ovaries. A person that has testosterone as much as a man? Oh, that means that is a man! Dateline, Rio de Janeiro! Again. So the Clippers center, DeAndre Jordan, is bold in saying that gold medals are above NBA rings. In an ABC article filed by Mark Stein and Mark Schwartz, Jordan said, quote, "I think they're above NBA rings. I may get in trouble for saying that, but I believe that. I feel like this is more special. You're not just playing teams in the U.S., you're playing teams from all over the world. And this is even more special because there's an NBA champion crowned every year, but this is every 4 years. You've got to really think about that, man, because it's extremely special." Well, let me think about that for a second. You stupid son! Dateline, Cleveland. All everything LeBron James actually will throw his hat one of these days in the NBA arena as an owner. In fact, it's a dream of his to actually own a team. In an ESPN article written by Dave McMenamin, James said, quote, "I feel like my brain, as far as the game of basketball, is unique. I would love to continue to give my knowledge to the game. I would love to be part of a franchise, if not at the top. My dream is to actually own a team. I don't need to be hands-on. If I'm fortunate enough to own a team, then I'm going to hire the best GM and president that I can. But I feel like I got a good eye for not only talent, because we all see a lot of talent, but the things that make the talent, the chemistry, what type of guy he is, his work ethic, his passion, the basketball IQ side of things, because talent only goes so far." Close quote. Mr. James, there isn't anything you do that is hands on. Off. You're going to be as hands-on as an owner as you've been as a player. And really as a de facto GM, because you've really been a GM for, what, the last 7-8 years of your career? Look, you're hands-on. Understand that. Accept it and embrace it. But I do find it to be good that you want to own a team. I think you'll do wonderful at it, really. But you know you still have more years to go as a player. Dateline, Philadelphia! Longtime Phillies player Chase Utley makes his return after being traded to the Dodgers onto Citizens Bank Park, promptly hits two homers in his first game back, and receives a standing ovation for it. I don't have a problem with the standing O and the props that Philly crowd was giving Chase. The place where I scratch my head is normally we're talking about a city that will boo Santa Claus, will boo the Easter Bunny, cheered Michael Irvin when he had his head driven into the Veterans Stadium turf, thereby messing up his neck, and they cheer an enemy. Meanwhile, you have those like Ryan Howard who are not doing quite so well, and they probably give them the Bronx cheer. I mean the Broad Street cheer. Sorry, Philly. Dateline, Canton! So the Pro Football Hall of Fame does something that the NFL does not have the cojones to do. In the botched Hall of Fame game that was supposed to take place two Sundays ago, Pro Football Hall of Fame is going to offer reimbursements for the canceled game. Considering that the NFL is the company that is sponsoring the two teams that are playing, I find it to be absolutely ridiculous that it has to come from another entity to actually think, well, wait a minute, we have some disgruntled fans because they paid to see a game. They're not going to get to see a game. And this is why I say the NFL is continuously taking L after L after L after L. This place is just, they're tone deaf. They're tone deaf. Let me give you another example of the tone deafness. Dateline, New York City. So kicker Josh Brown of the Giants, accused of battering his wife, is going to serve a suspension of one game. Now, you ran these BS campaigns two falls ago, talking about that you're standing side by side with women in domestic abuse. Yet you render sentences like these. Wake up! This is exactly why the sport is headed down. I don't like to say that because I love football, but the people who are the caretakers of the league, they're doing a poor job. One game, come on. Sad. Oh, and speaking of suspensions, Dateline, Pittsburgh. Steelers running back Le'Veon Bell, simply can't wake up and take drug tests, is suspended for four games, but it has now been reduced to three. Now, Bell also put out a social media video apologizing to the fans and not being forthright and forthcoming in diligently taking care of his drug tests. But this is what I have to say to Le'Veon. You are the most talented running back since Marshall Faulk. But the one thing you do that Marshall never did is you are too selfish. You're realizing that your behavior, and you said that you have put down the Buddha ever since December 2014, your behavior is costing your team possibly Super Bowl trips. Get back on the field, man. You're too talented to do BS stuff like this. Let's see you on the field when you come back in late September. When I come back, we're going to put a person who was called a monkey upon further review. But immediately following the break, it is the Dolt of the Week.
Sports. Sports on another level can be seen and heard on the social media platforms. Stitcher, SoundCloud, Google Play, iTunes, YouTube, Pinterest, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Like, rate, review to your heart's content. Most importantly, follow and subscribe to each and every one of these social media platforms. Cole Sports, the five-star show that is sports for the intelligent sportsman.
Cole Sports broke down WrestleMania. This time, Cole Sports will break down SummerSlam. Cole Sports presents an absolute special just for you, the wrestling fan. A breakdown match by match of this year's SummerSlam. Cole Sports presents the SummerSlam preview only on ColeSports.com and on iTunes. Do you want to get paid for the passion in your life? Getting paid for what you love to do? Want to do, need to do? Well, look no further than the Paid to Play podcast with my boy, Rob Farker. He interviews one person after another, and they take you through the journey of how their hobbies and their passions became what they got paid to do. The Paid to Play podcast with Rob Farker on iTunes and on paidtoplay.com.au, a part of the SDWV network.
Cole Sports!
Available on social media outlets everywhere and Cole Sports with a Z dot com.
Fingers on my side. Girl, you look mighty fine. Won't you rub your fingers on my side? Girl, you look mighty fine. Won't you rub your fingers on my side? Girl, you look mighty fine. Won't you rub your...
Hey! Yeah, you know what time it is. You know what time it is. Get up and greet your next Dolt of the Week. Oh, yeah, y'all. Dolt of the Week. Sponsored by nobody, but you know how I get down. Now, I could give you so many people who are deserving of this award, but really, it comes down to two. You already know of one. I won't mention his name on this show because you'll have to tune in to the special Olympics episode of Cole Sports. That's when you will hear the name. The winner of this episode's Dolt of the Week is... former two-time Super Bowl champion, former Packer, former Saint, Darren Sharper. Now, why is he on this list? It is because he just got awarded, and yes, I say awarded, a sentence of 18 years. Why? Because he went on a drug and rape shopping spree. And no, he didn't just do it in one area. He did it in many states all across the country. Yeah, the Darren Sharper Rape a Girl Tour. Yeah, that's exactly what happened. This wonderful baby-faced looking, well-compunctioned, well-articulate, football-savvy guy simply went to the Bill Cosby School of Romancing a Girl and did it to so many of women that the judicial system was like, well, how are we going to charge this dude? Because he was so inappropriate in so many different areas, we can't charge all of it with him. But here is the problem. The system itself has not come down on him on all of the charges. Yes, all of them. It boggles my mind that we have systems in place, and boggles my mind that we have people on this planet who simply cannot understand that the woman is a valued part of life. And in my estimation, the most valued part of life, because they, one, carry it in them. Two, they have a wisdom that really men don't have. And three, They are tender. They are compassionate. And they deserve our love. So when I hear someone like a Darren Sharper treat a woman as if she's chattel or property or cattle or a thing, it angers me. But it doesn't anger me in the terms of wanting to have my vocal cords explode. It angers me from the standpoint of I really want to take my hands, wrap them around both of his arms and shake him. And hopefully some sense will get into him so he'll understand that you are not supposed to drug and rape a woman under any circumstances. We can't have men out there like that who think that that's how they're supposed to treat women. It's inappropriate. It's ridiculous. And I can go on with the accounts of what drug that he slipped these women and the states in which he raped them. I can go on with that, but it's really not about the what. It is about the who, and I would really like to know the why. And this isn't a guy who came from a bad background or an impoverished background. He came from a good one. So that's not an excuse. And apparently, neither is his behavior because it is despicable. It is repulsive. It is repugnant. That is not how you're supposed to treat a woman. At all. At all. It's a shame that I actually have to call you a man because that's not how things are supposed to go. 18 years is not enough. When I come back, I'm going to put a subject that has been called a monkey upon further review. Cole Sports brings to you the thrill of victory and the agony of... Wait, hold on. This is not the wild world of sports. Cole Sports will bring to you the Olympics. Cole Sports style. You will have a special episode of different highlights, Pumford review, and yes, there will be an Olympic-sized version of Dolt of the Week. Cole Sports will present to you the Olympics. Cole Sports style on ColeSports.com. Join me as I take a little bit of Cole Sports the podcast visually. Cole Sports presents On the Daily. Come and get a good look, a visual look at how the energy, the intelligence, the humor, and even the frivolity of Cole Sports looks before your very eyes. Cole Sports presents On the Daily, weekdays on YouTube. Join my boy Ray Rideout Jr. and CJ Ripka as they guide you through all things tech, all things internet, and all things podcasting. T-Cop Daily, weekdays, get all of your tips to the trade. Ray Rideout Jr., CJ Ripka, T-Cop Daily, weekdays on iTunes and RipkaMedia.com. Part of the SDWV Network. Do you want t-shirts? I know everyone wants t-shirts. Do you want jerseys? I know there's a few of you that do. Do you want varsity jackets? Yes, I even have that, along with hats and Scullies. And you know what? I'll even throw in a travel bag. Cole Sports has a store. That's right. The podcast that's taken the world by storm actually has merchandise. Come on in, browse, get something of quality, and leave satisfied as you get to pump the brand that is taking over the podcast game. The Cole Sports Shopping Center is at ColeSports.com, and it is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Come on down to the Cole Sports store right now. We'll be right back. up on the next sets of Cole Sports episodes, we're going to do a couple of specials. You heard me correctly. One special is dedicated toward WWE SummerSlam, and the other special is dedicated to the games of the 31st Olympiad. Check out ColeSports.com and iTunes for the updates. But that, along with the regular episodes that are going to be coming for the next week, is for the future. For the present, we're going to put this subject, a subject that's been called a monkey, upon further review. Another wonderful story in the world of judo. Kayla Harrison won the gold and actually defended her gold because she won the gold 4 years ago as well in the 78 kilograms category of judo. When I stumbled upon the 58 kilogram gold medalist, Rafaela Silva. Now, you're saying to yourself, well, what's the point in focusing on her? Well, she's 24. She lives really 10 minutes away from the Olympic Village. And her story is extremely phenomenal. And it comes from the standpoint of one who has had to deal with a lot of overcoming. In Portuguese, she said this, quote, "People taunted me. They said I was a monkey. And my place was in a cage. But I proved my place is in sport and in judo." Close quote. It hurt my heart to hear an athlete be referred to as a monkey. And we when it comes to pain and hurt, we think of it as something which is only germane to a specific group of people, a specific area, a specific country, or a specific culture. But Rafaela pointed out something that was really profound, at least to me, and that is there's bias, there's racism, and there's bigotry, even in Brazil. In a place where you would probably not even assume or think something like this would ever exist, but it exists very much so. So understand that there are some people who are displaced, disenfranchised, emotionally disfigured. You see, Rafaela represents those people. And it's not just the slums of New York or LA or Chicago that feel the pinch and feel the sting of racism. In the very city in which the games of the 31st Olympiad is being held, they swallow racism whole there too. Those who are about the fight and the struggle to end this cancer that we call racism, I want you to understand something. Understand it loud, understand it clear, and understand it not just with what you can comprehend in your brain or hear with your ears, but I want you to hear and see with your heart with what I'm about to say. Our fight is not just in our own backyard. The evil that surrounds us in this world wants it to relegate itself to our own backyard only. But your reach is far greater than that. This young lady that comes from Rio de Janeiro has gone through the similar struggles that many of you have gone through. been cast aside, has been treated pretty much like 3/5 a human being, or treated less than because of how she looks. You all have been there. You know that struggle. And just because you speak English and she speaks Portuguese, that doesn't change a thing. Because she still suffers from the looks, the comments, the backwards thought process to look at someone and refer to them because of what they look like as a monkey. Well, I'm glad that Rafaela is uncaged, because she's not a monkey to me. That young woman is a champion. And I'm not saying she's a champion only because she has a gold medal in judo. No. I'm saying she's a champion because she overcame so much vitriol, so much hate, so much animosity to reach the pinnacle of this very world in which we live. Just because others downgrade you, denigrate you, make you feel as though you're nothing, doesn't mean it hurts less. And just because it's not from the U.S. doesn't mean it hurts less as well. But what Rafaela showed is that it means it gives you just a little bit extra to show them what a champion looks like. If you happen to like this episode or any episode previous to this one, why don't you come follow me on Facebook at Cole Sports, that's sports, with a Z. You can also follow me on Twitter at Cole_sports, again, sports with a Z. And to my Great White North friends, I got you, sports with a Z. You can also follow me on the following social media platforms, all under Cole Sports: Stitcher, SoundCloud, Google Play, iTunes, YouTube, Pinterest, Instagram. Like, rate, review, subscribe, share, and follow to your heart's content. And that is what is most important of all. I get to reach out to more people. But more importantly than the subscriptions, the rates, the reviews, the likes, the shares, and the follows, I want you to enjoy the content. For the Intelligent Sportsman, I am Cole Johnson. And this is Cole Sports. Cole Sports, a Comey Media production in association with the SDWV Network.